Good morning, my debt-free millionaire zealots. Hey, this is Zach Edwards with another episode of the Debt-Free Millionaire Podcast and Personal Finance Course. Today, you're done. You are done with all the assignments. Week four, day four, that was it for this week. So today is a bonus round. So instead of talking about personal finance, we're going to tell you about things that actually really do matter to you in current events. Yes, the personal finance course really does mean a lot to you guys. But the current events is also very important to be able to understand. And so I'm going to throw up some graphs here. Hopefully this is understandable, but I'll try to lay it out as in plain English as possible. But this is very important to know. Now, if you remember this is from yesterday. This was our graph for the U.S. Consumer Price Index, which is basically inflation. As we can see, it is starting to go up again. Now, it's just starting to go up, but there's a lot of indicators that actually say that it's going to increase again, possibly over 4%. And the reason why this is significant is this year, they were hoping to have the interest rates fall. Remember, yesterday we were talking about debts. This interest rate, as the interest goes up, so does the interest rate, as inflation goes up, so do the interest rates, because what's happening is the Fed is going to try to counteract what's happening with the inflation by increasing the value of money. So increasing the interest rates, which means your house prices would go up, or your interest rate would go up on your house, interest rate would go up on your credit card, interest rate would go up on every kind of debt that you have, which is why we want to be debt-free millionaires so we don't have to worry about the debt. And ultimately, if we can get out of debt, it means we have no slave owners. We have no one's in control of us. So that's what we're trying for. So today we're going to be talking about something else that's happening. Another current event. Yesterday, maybe it was 2 days ago, actually came out some new numbers. This is for current U.S. employment. So as you can see, this is where it was back in early 2000s, then it came up, then went back down, then it came up, 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 and it was great. It was rocking until COVID hit, and it tanked us. It went bad. It was actually one of the lowest areas since the 2008 recession. We did not hit the 2008 recession level. Again, I experienced that. I was there. I lost my job in the home building construction industry. But as you can see, it increased until COVID, and then it started increasing again. So ultimately, what the numbers are between the Trump administration, non-pandemic, because that's not exactly fair to put that in there, considering they don't control it, and come to find out another current event that was just found out. Thank you, Senator, I wanted to say, call him Paul Revere. Rand Paul, thank you. Thank you, Senator Rand Paul, for warning us about, actually, Paul Revere would actually be very similar to that, warning us about how the U.S. government, 15 different agencies, had already known that the Wuhan virus, meaning the COVID virus, was actually made from the Wuhan lab in China. Now, a lot of people were believing this before, but they were all censored during COVID. People are basically saying, oh, you're spreading all this misinformation or disinformation. Well, actually come to find out, 15 different agencies in the U.S. government actually knew about it. That's not hyperbole. That is not fiction. That is not false information or false news. That is completely fact. Rand Paul put out the information earlier this week that 15 different government agencies knew exactly where it came from and were trying to hide it. This is why people don't trust the government. Hey, government, dude, if you want to be trusted, you need to be honest with us. We can handle the truth if you give it to us. But if you don't, we will revolt. We will basically stand up against you and go on social media, talk to others. Nobody's going to trust you because you're being dishonest with us. We just want honesty and transparency. Of course, there are some things like in military that you cannot be fully transparent of right away, but we do expect you to be transparent soon afterwards. Also, when it comes to the COVID virus, you should have come out a lot earlier, as in right away. Another thing is, and seriously, I think, why aren't they doing this? Why aren't people suing China for all the deaths? Millions, millions of people around the U.S. and around the world, sorry, the world, died because of what happened in China. And come to find out, the U.S. government was paying for part of it. Ouch. That's probably why they didn't want to come out, it to come out. But that's not a reason why you shouldn't be telling us. These are all things about being transparent and us trusting you, but we don't trust you because you're not being honest with us. Okay, so this, again, is like part of your dishonesty. You're saying, oh, this is great. Biden created, what, 130 to, let's see, 160. So 30 million jobs. Actually, no. That was COVID. That did not actually count because, as you can see, COVID, again, funded by the U.S. government, actually tanked us, and then we started to incline. And actually, we started, see, like this, April 2020. The funny thing is, who is president there? Oh, yeah, it was Trump. Trump was president during April 2020. So here we go. January 2021 was this part. This is after Biden. That was actually a dip after Biden was called for election. And then it started to incline. And of course, everyone is getting their jobs back. That's right. Everyone is getting their jobs back that had jobs before COVID. And so it increased. So the only real difference between Trump's administration and Biden's administration is what? About 5 million jobs. That doesn't count for how many people have actually been born in the United States. And it definitely has not talked about the people coming into the United States because over 5 million people have come into the United States during Biden's watch. So again, we are not partisan here on this show. We are not, we're trying to be balanced, but you have to be completely honest with the people. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to show you some graphs. These are not my graphs. These are all professional and mostly reputable places. I say mostly because the media, not always, but I do have some media in here, and it's actually being confirmed. They just had the best looking graphs. So yeah. Anyways, so this is the type of growth that we've had over the years. Now let's go into what's happened in the U.S. Over the last year. Yeah, this is just 1 year. As you can see, the job growth, it tanked right here. It actually went under where we usually want to be, the monthly average. And then it increased again. Oh, wow. That's great, right? Yeah, that's great. Our jobs went up, the amount of jobs. But what aren't they telling you here? What are they not telling you here that they should be telling you? And as you can see all the sources down to the bottom of the graphs. Let me just point that out. So this is by Bloomberg Financial. It is a media source. Some things I trust Bloomberg about, some things I don't, but this is actually put out by them. Okay, so this is great because our jobs are over 300,000, 30,000, yeah, jobs. Yes, he says 1,000 right here, 1,000 jobs every month. So it's keeping up a fairly good pace. Okay, now, what are they not showing you? This one. Okay, so as you can see, the light brown is the full-time work. So these are full-time jobs. The darker one, part-time jobs. This is how it should be. You should be getting more full-time jobs than part-time jobs. Look at the trend. More full, more part-time, more part-time, more part-time. A little bit more full-time, a little more full-time. Uh-oh, this one's starting to change. They're both going under. Oh, and then all of a sudden, look what's happening. Right now, you saw the numbers before. This is as of 2023. All of a sudden, part-time jobs became higher than full-time jobs. Part-time jobs, pretty close to full-time jobs. Part-time jobs, over full-time jobs. Full-time jobs, above part-time jobs. That's good. Part-time jobs, above full-time jobs. Part-time jobs, way above full-time jobs. Look at that, we're losing full-time jobs. Same here, same here. Wow, this is the last one that came out. So this is March. Oh, this is March 1st. So I guess they don't have exactly what the numbers are. And here's the bad thing. The part that the government doesn't like telling you when they put these out is also that it gets adjusted later on. Later on, they get more accurate numbers. And usually, it's worse than what they presented. Because, of course, the U.S. government wants to give us the best numbers possible. They want the economy to go up. I want the economy to go up. Everyone wants the economy to go up because it helps everyone. But what are you not telling us? This is why we're having this this bonus podcast here, because we're going over the actual numbers. And it gets worse. That's right. It gets worse. So, yay, we get all these jobs. Great. Okay, put away the part-time job, full-time job. They're putting it back together because there's just too many numbers to show both of them. But where is all the jobs? Where are all the jobs? Okay, so ultimately, let's see. Education and health services. These are more government jobs. These are always staying fairly constant. So if you want to get in a job that's steady, either go to the medical field, education, those two are usually fairly steady. If you have a teacher, it's really hard to get rid of a bad teacher. And it's really hard to hold on to a good teacher. I mean, they're running, a lot of the teachers are running for the hills because of things that are happening in the school districts. It's not demonizing them. It's because mismanagement from the school districts that the teachers are just not putting up with anymore and they're leaving. But that's not all of them. Again, the jobs stay fairly steady. So there's a lot of good teachers that are staying in there because it's a steady job. But what happens if things change? They will probably change too. Okay, so what's the next one? Oh, look at this. Government jobs. So basically the two highest numbers are government jobs. So the company, the company of the United States, the United States of America, actually prints the money and taxes you for your money and then hires more people to do what? I mean, seriously, what have we benefited over the last few years? So look here. So going back, you can see the government jobs were up and down, but down here lower, and now it's increased, and now there's more every month. For what? Replacing the ones that have left? No. It's to hire on more people. And they continue to hire on more people, which means they're going to need more taxes because there's going to be more debt, because there's going to be more expenses. If there's more expenses in the U.S. government, it means your taxes are going to go up. So you can expect, we talked about this last week, you can expect your taxes to skyrocket over the next few years. Every time the government grows, so does the tax rate. So the only way of doing this to settle that is basically halting hires and letting some of them trickle out or firing some of them. But it's very hard to also to let go of those workers as well. So here's another thing to think about. Unions are, heavy teachers unions in here. Health workers, heavy in unions. Government workers, heavy in unions. All these other ones, not so much. And is it the unions that are putting it there? No. They're making it harder to get rid of the other ones, the people that are not doing the best of jobs. I was in a government job. I worked for the state of Alaska, and they had a lot of issues. My boss loved him to death. He was a union rep and did some things that he probably shouldn't have done with the government money, including not anything shady per se, but he would intentionally go on all these trips and do his union work while in all over the state. Now, the union are not supposed to dip into that government funding, but if he wanted to do a talk with the people for the union over in Fairbanks, he would travel with me for construction up to Fairbanks. He had so many frequent flyer miles. Holy cow, this guy was the top level that you could be with Alaska Airlines because the government flew him everywhere. But unbeknownst to them, and I only knew it because I was there with him. And again, I love this guy to death. He was a great guy. He did great things, but he did not do things that were supposed to be done as I saw them because he would do all his work for the government. And I'm going off on a rant. I'm going to end that. So, but look at everything else. Manufacturing down, financial activities down, leisure and hospitality down, construction, of course, down. And actually, I'm going to show you something that actually tells you a little bit more about construction because it looks steady here. It should be up here, but it looks steady up here. It's not. It's not exactly this whole story. And again, I'm going to tell you more. Okay. But everything else besides government and education and health services are down with hires. They're not hiring. Why? Because there's no work right now. The economy is horrible. The government likes to tell you that it's great, a great economy right now. But look what people actually know, because they're feeling it. They're actually part of this economy. The government might tell you great things, but it's what you feel. Your gut is more likely to tell you. And if you're laid off, like I have been at the times, if you are struggling, if eggs cost too much or milk costs too much or any type of food costs too much, gas is up, you're going to feel that. So somebody might give you the rose-colored glasses for the economy, like the government, but it's your feelings that are going to tell you the actual truth. And everyone feels it. Here's more to the story. Now, just take one industry. We're talking about U.S. construction. This is the labor force. Before 2012, there were more U.S. workers in construction than there were foreign workers. In 2012, when the economy started coming back from the 2008 recession, there was a lot more immigrant workers than there were U.S.-born workers. And funny enough, I am part of that. So I was in there as one of the U.S.-born workers as a superintendent. And I could tell you, whether it was drywall, masonry, like basically anything in the house except for mechanicals and electric, and maybe plumbing. Those three were not done by immigrant work. Actually, plumbing has now been taken over by immigrant work. A lot of our plumbers use, when they're behind, they'll use teams that go in and do everything. And then they come in and inspect them. But that's U.S. jobs being taken away from U.S. workers for immigrant workers. Now, I'm totally fine with immigrant workers if they come in legally. But if you come in illegally, there's no reason why you should be taking other U.S.-born jobs away from people. So now this is just the construction industry. Let me tell you again more of the story. Okay, here we go. U.S.-born workers, age population is shrinking. These are the workers in the United States, and we're now shrinking. Now, we've already gone through over this. The population of the U.S., U.S.-born, is like a 1.7 to 1.9, which means for every two people, only 1.7 to 1.9 people, children, are being born. So we're not actually replacing our population. So what happens? We have less people here. But here's the other point. Look at this. The next slide. Immigrant workers. Yeah, we are having a lot of jobs, employment going up. That's right. Okay, so we saw that first graph. We have a lot of employment going up. Look at this compared to that. U.S. born are going down, whether it's entitlements, whether it's not replacing our population and such. Immigration work is skyrocketing. I mean, this is just going to peak even or go faster as we go. The more immigrants are allowed in, especially illegally. Again, if they come legally, I am all for them, especially if they can show that they can work. If they can work, please come. I have no problem with that. But we have to have limits on it. We can't just open the doors and say, everyone come, because everyone would come. So we have laws in the books. If that needs to change, then the legislature needs to change it. So the Congress needs to change it, not the president. He needs to be the executive, which means he needs to run the country as per law, not per his dictates. Yeah, so you could actually somewhat say that presidents these days have become dictators. Biden is one of those. So yeah, this is showing why we need to work on our immigration and stop the illegal immigration. The flow is too much. And maybe I'll do a bonus episode on immigration and what it's doing to the labor force. But again, this is a financial course. This is not a political podcast. But I will give you current events, and I will give you actual insight of what is happening. Because again, I've experienced it. Those people in their high towers that do podcasts and say all these things are great or all these things are bad, yeah, they're talking from other people's experiences because they're not experienced the hardship. I've experienced the hardship. I know you have experienced the hardship. I'm going to help you so you never have to worry about the hardship. We're going to get out of this. We're going to get you out of debt, make you a millionaire so you can actually, you might be able to just sit up like the high horse like everyone else. But we're also going to talk to you about how to help those that are less, that need help, whether it's people that are lower income, less educated, any of these things, they need your help. And so we want to teach you to be a debt-free and be a millionaire and be a debt-free millionaire. But we also want to teach you so you could teach others. Because we actually believe in philanthropy here, real philanthropy, not just throwing your money around to your buddies or your nonprofits that do things that that the rest of the United States doesn't like. We want you to help others. And that's why we're giving this information. So again, I went on a little rant, but let's go to the last slide. And this puts these two together and shows it exactly what I'm talking about. This is what's happening. So as you can see in all of the industries, you native born and foreign born usually stay fairly close, which is great. Okay. Then COVID happened and then we stayed pretty close. But what's happening now with the mass amount of illegal immigration that's coming in? Whoa, that is skyrocketed. And no, that has not come back. And look here. This is back before COVID. This is native workers, native born workers. We basically hit the same amount. And that was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And now it's going down. For all those that have an issue with me saying illegal immigration, we do have laws. And if you're a part of this country, you have to live by those laws. So we should expect that everyone enters this country to live by those laws as well. So if they come over into the United States, they are considered illegal. Not undocumented, because they broke the law. They broke our law to come in here. Straight up. Nobody can deny that. No one can argue with that. It's true. Now, I have someone very close to me, I won't mention who it is, but very close to me, that says you can't be illegal in a stolen land. So those are two parts that need to be understood. Do you know, do you remember, do you recall that every land is stolen? If you're going to use the idea that if someone conquers a land, then they are stealing it, well, then technically, us as the human race have stolen land because we did not start all over the world. Every time we come into an area, we've taken land. Even the Native Americans. So I'm part Native American, part Cherokee. And I'm fine with saying that as a Cherokee, as other Native American cultures, the way we lived at that point back then was actually to take land, because we were trying to grow our population. And there was other tribes that were around us that we took their lands or moved into their lands as we expanded. Was that stolen land? No, it was conquered land. That's how it was back then. Native Americans did it. People in Africa did it all the time. Asia, Mongolia, oh, you know those stories. Everywhere. So every land is technically stolen. And if it's stolen, so be it. But every land is stolen. But now, wait a second. Everyone's basically solid, minus some wars that are going on right now. Now, so do we say that Russia can't go into Ukraine? I'd say that. Russia should not go into Ukraine. That would be stolen land. Because everything is baseline. Everything is neutral. There are distinguished countries recognized by everyone else, which is why they are distinguished and their lands are distinguished. So anyone that tries to take over land right now, that is conquering that land, that would be stealing. Even more than saying that the United States stole land from the Native Americans or stole it from, they didn't steal it from the British. They fought over it. They spilled their own blood for it. Actually, they did the same thing with the Native Americans. So yeah, how do we distinguish that? Mexico tried to go into California and take it from the Native Americans as well. Everyone did. I'm sorry that If you feel that it's the land is stolen, what land is not stolen? So when I say illegal immigrants, I'm setting the boundaries. They are illegal. They are criminal because they came into the United States illegally. If they did it by legal means, they were not illegal and they did not do anything criminal. But if you go into a land, if you go visit a land that's foreign and you say, oh, I'm going to just come in here and I'm going to live here, they're going to have issues with it. They are definitely going to have issues with it. Very few countries will actually accept you as a citizen because you came in there illegally. If you registered, if you did everything right, they might accept you. But there is a big difference. Even refugees, those that come from other countries, they're not illegal. They didn't come into this world illegally. They came in as refugees. So, yeah. And you know what's interesting? This is the thing I think that is very interesting. Even the Hispanic population in the inside of the United States does not like illegal immigration. Most of those that are citizens worked for it. They didn't just walk over the border and said, I deserve this. No. But also, they love the country. They love the country. And so, wait a second. If they love the country and they came over and now they don't like illegal immigration, yeah, that's interesting. That they don't want people coming in illegally. They want people to come in illegally. They want to bring their families in legally. So, come in legally. Yes, it is a task to do. But this is what happens. This is exactly what happens. This graph, sorry, it's over here. This graph is exactly what happens when we don't. When we have extreme amounts of immigration that is not being regulated or controlled by the government. Biden, you have failed. You have failed in immigration. Every president can do good things and bad things. This one, you completely failed. You totally dropped the ball on this one. But you are our president. We need to honor you as the president. At the same time, this might be the reason why you will be ousted, whether by Kennedy or whether by Trump, or whether by somebody else that we don't even know about yet because the election hasn't started. But at the same time, you do have the option, you do have the strength, you do have the law behind you to control this immigration. What you're saying right now I'm preaching to the president. I didn't actually plan to do this. I was planning to talk about jobs. Wow. Okay, let's go back to jobs. I'm going to get off my high horse. Even though you probably, those that are listening, probably agree on what I'm talking about, because I'm not doing anything that's controversial. I'm not saying anything that's controversial because it is the law. And the law is there to fix exactly this. This is the reason why we have the law, is so we can control immigration and not have these things happen. U.S. born citizens, whether they came from foreign lands hundreds of years ago, even thousands of years ago, or even like 10 years ago, or last week, those that are citizens now, so from any country, are now losing jobs as compared to foreign-born. Okay, so I can't say foreign, because foreign-born would be foreign-born even if you came in legally, but I don't know how they distinguish those two. It's something I need to research a little bit more. But if you are legally coming in, please come in, help benefit the United States. But if you are not, or you do not have skills to help us, I'm sorry, don't come in. Don't come in. Now, refugees are different. Totally understand that. But I'm saying immigration is there for a reason. We want to make sure that you will honor the land. You are not a terrorist, that you are not bringing in illnesses that nobody wants here, and that you're going to do things right. And walking over the border makes you illegal. And this is not just our country. This is every country. Every country has these laws. So, and people are illegally going into their country if they come without working through the system. So, okay. Wow. The information that's coming out by the U.S. government, especially from the White House, is not all there. It is misinformation, disinformation, and partial truth. And you needed the whole truth. So this is the full truth. So thanks for joining me on this bonus edition and listening to my darn rants. Because I keep getting off on what I'm supposed to be talking about. Because I'm passionate about this. Because I want you to be debt-free. I want you to be a millionaire. And if possible, I want you to be a debt-free millionaire. Because I care about you and what you're going through. Because I was there. I've been there. I've struggled through it. I lived 2 years out of my life off $12,000 a year. How does a person do that? It's because they got debt-free. Now, at the time, I was not a millionaire. At this time, I'm not a millionaire. But I'm getting there. And I'm going to get you there, too. We're going to go there together. So thanks so much for listening to me. And we will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye.